Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
So with me today is Jeff Morrison, and we are going to talk about blood cancer, in his case, multiple myeloma. Good day, Jeff.
Hello there, Merida. How are you?
Good, thanks. And how's life nowadays with you?
Life is, well, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, who would have thought 6 months ago that we would be quarantined to our house and living in a whole different world? It feels a little bit crazy, to be honest. But look, considering it, it's not too bad, really. We get to spend time with the kids, if nothing else.
And you get your rays of sunshine every now and then, isn't it?
Yes, you get to go out for a walk. And look, it's blue skies today, so I'll take that. Hopefully it stays that way over the weekend.
Now, Jeff, how tricky or how easy is it for you to go out of the house nowadays, considering your condition?
I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in 2014, so that's, I'm sure, the condition you're referring to. Now, it is tricky, simply because the nature of multiple myeloma is a blood cancer, and being a blood cancer, it results in, it's effectively an immunodeficiency orientated disease, which means my immune system is impacted. And so with COVID going around at the moment, it's quite concerning, because with my immune system being impaired, the last thing I want to do is expose myself to the challenges of COVID. You know, last year cold and flu was bad enough, but with COVID going around at the moment, it's certainly a concern. So I've got to be careful, and my family has to be careful.
So you've been extra careful since 2014, but how extra careful are you now?
Well, going back to March, when COVID was starting to get a foothold in Australia, look, there really hadn't, early in March, they hadn't really locked schools down and what have you, but my wife and I felt it appropriate to take our kids out of school early, because we couldn't afford to risk our kids getting myeloma and getting COVID and perhaps unbeknownst to them, bringing it home. Mm-hmm. Look, I think it is an issue for everybody, not just people with immunodeficiency diseases. I guess if we get people with myeloma and blood cancers get COVID, then it is a greater concern. But it really is, you know, it's a spin of the dice as to how harshly it affects you. Mm-hmm. Being immunodeficient, it can affect us badly. But I guess being a 46-year-old guy, I feel quite fit and quite strong, and I'd like to think that my body could stand up to it. But at the same time, we've really got to take a lot of precautions, and it means we do have to be that extra bit careful so that we dodge the disease and not have to deal with the ramifications of having COVID in the first place.
So you still go to your regular treatments in the hospital?
Yes. It's quite a stringent process. The hospital, which is up in Melbourne, some 100 kilometres or 50 kilometres away from where I live, it is a process to go through. The hospital, it does give me some comfort in that they manage social distancing pretty carefully. All of the nurses are always fully masked up and protected, and that gives me a sense of comfort. But at the same time, you know, you read in the news about there's hospitals around the place where they're having a lot of issues with containing COVID, and you know, that certainly gives me cause for concern. But mm-hmm. at the same time, you can't live in fear. You've got to just make sure you're doing the right things, being sensible and protective of yourself, and you know, continue to live life.
And it's been 6 years, hasn't it, since you received that news?
Yes, back in February in 2014 that I was told that I have the terminal blood cancer, multiple myeloma, which, as you can imagine, being told that. Then I was told that I had approximately 10 years to live. You can only imagine the spin that that would put any individual into, especially at the age of 40, as I was then, mm-hmm. with two young kids.
This is something that you were taken by surprise, but was it, looking back, were there any signs?
Look, there were a couple of signs, but there was nothing significant in that. I had some blood indicators that suggested that my immune system was low, but because I've got a really rare form of myeloma, it's called non-secretory, there was nothing in my bloodstream that the doctors could easily test to say, hey, myeloma is what you've got. It wasn't until one day in February I was playing basketball and the upper humerus bone of my arm literally fell apart. And that's one of the things that myeloma does. Because myeloma is a bone marrow cancer, it affects the bone marrow. Your bone marrow restores your bones and replenishes your bones. And when your bone marrow is full of cancer, it stops replenishing bones effectively, and hence why my upper humerus bone fell apart. So really, it wasn't until, you know, I had that significant blowout in my upper humerus bone that myeloma appeared and I was diagnosed.
And you are not alone, because according to statistics, every 36 minutes, one person begins to battle with blood cancer, isn't it?
When you put it that way, you're absolutely right, Maridel. And, you know, it's a real concern, because it just says that, you know, there's just so many people around Australia that are being touched by blood cancers every single day. And so, you know, I guess coming into September being Blood Cancer Awareness Month, it just goes to show how important it is that we all go out and raise awareness of blood cancers, and, you know, let everybody know of what the challenges are, so that, you know, if you are touched by blood cancer, you know that there are organisations out there where you can get support, and there's people around to support you as well. It's just such an indiscriminate disease. Anyone can get it.
And it's so difficult compared to the other types of cancer, because blood is everywhere in your body, as opposed to a specific organ, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Look, it's not something that you can just chop out. It's not like skin cancer, you know, where you can just chop out a piece of, chop out the mole, so to speak. It is throughout your body. Unfortunately, a lot of the blood cancers do have, they are terminal. And that's why, you know, we need to continue to support, you know, different organisations to find a cure for these diseases, because it's just impacting so many.
What gives you the strength?
The reality is, you know, no one's given a promise on how long they're going to be on this wonderful earth for. But what I do is I focus on the here and now. I focus on things that are important to me. I guess when I was first diagnosed, I spent a lot of time thinking about how I can best use my time whilst I'm here. You know, as I said, no one's promised a certain amount of time, but, you know, it really helped me focus on the things that are important to me, those being family, you know, spending time with family and friends, being kind, getting out into the community and connecting, you know, really being present in the here and now, not worrying about the small things, and making the most of the opportunities we do have.
And I guess because science every day gives us new promise and new hope, like the genomic testing, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. At the moment, the Snowdon Foundation is funding Peter Mac and other organisations to research into genomic testing. And the reason why that's so important is when I was first diagnosed, I was given chemotherapies that were generic treatments. Basically, they were known to have an impact on myeloma, but they didn't know how the chemotherapy would impact upon me. They just pour it in and it goes in and damages indiscriminately. Mm-hmm. These days, and where technology is heading, is especially with genomic testing, they're starting to be able to tailor treatments to the individual. And so rather than putting in a chemotherapy that may or may not work for me or may not impact my body in a really negative way, they're really able to tailor the treatment so that they know what they're putting into different individuals on a DNA level. They're getting that level of intel, and they're able to use that to really help blood cancer patients to give them the best possible chance at beating the cancer that they've got. So it's really exciting. And as I said, I'm really appreciative towards organisations like the Snowdon Foundation who are supporting this sort of research.
And this September, I gather you and your family will be wearing red almost every day.
Well, that's exactly right too. For September, being Blood Cancer Awareness Month, what we're encouraging everybody to do is on the 1st of September, take a selfie of yourself wearing red and post it on your social media account with the hashtag #ItCouldBeMe. We really want to raise awareness of blood cancers, given that in Australia it is the third highest cause of death from cancer.
Jeff, before September ends, you are holding a fun run, a different one this year.
I am. Look, unfortunately in March we had to postpone the My Manalyzer Run and Fun Festival. And what we're doing as an alternative is we're hosting a virtual fun run event in September, on 27th of September, which, you know, falls within Blood Cancer Awareness Month. And what we're asking people to do is to register for the event by going to mymountalyzer.org.au. And as part of that, we will be raising funds for Snowdon Foundation and funding blood cancer research. So it's really exciting, and we're hoping to get a lot of people participate in the My Manalyzer Run and Fun Festival virtual event.
Thank you very much, Jeff Neeson.
Thanks, Merida.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.